Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
And we're back with Thomas Neeland of the Neeland Center for Poetry.
Thomas, did you have anything else that you wanted to tell us about the projects that you're working on at the Neeland Center?
There are a couple of projects that we're currently still molding, projects and events that we're still molding. One of them is, or two of them, the Golden Quill Poets and the Black Quill Poets. So at some point when, you know, COVID is lifted, I want to get into the high schools, you know, and try to get poetry into, you know, into some of the hearts and minds of the high schoolers. So how I envision that is, you know, they'll spend 7 weeks with me, you know, not every day, but maybe once a week. And they'll have time to write poems, kind of like review them with each other. And at the end of the 7 weeks, they'll have a collective, book of poetry that they can call their own, something that they've contributed to. They can take it with them to college. They can say, hey, I actually was a part of this publication. If they're going into writing or journalism, you know, it's something that they can add to their resume and list of, you know, accomplishments, you know. And that also helps to develop the next generation of prolific writers, too.
Yeah.
The other one is the Black Quill Poets. And so that is basically the same structure, but for adults.
Mm-hmm.
So the adults would spend 5 weeks compiling a collaborative book of poetry. Yeah, and so it's kind of like those co-author books that you make all the time, like that, but for poetry. It's like if they're planning to publish more, that just gives them an extra, you know, push, you know, to keep going. And some of the events that we're currently planning, I've met with Noble Coffee and Tea and Uptown Cafe. We're planning to have a poetry and painting event.
Great.
So, you know, if someone chooses to paint, they can paint with inspiration from a poem.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone chooses to write a poem, they can write the poem from the painting's inspiration.
Very cool. Yeah.
And then with Uptown Cafe, I want to create a safe and healthy social distancing space for poetry workshops in the evening at Uptown Cafe. And so they're all on board with the ideas, but more logistics are being put into it. And so as soon as we finalize those details, it will be out for the community to see.
I'm getting excited just hearing you talk about these things.
I know, It's what we love. It's what we love, all this poetry out there in the world, you know. Is there anything else that you want to add for the Neeland Center?
The Neeland Center can be reached on several platforms, Facebook, Instagram. We're working on Twitter. So you can just look up the Neeland Center on Facebook. Or the Neeland Center Poetry on Instagram. And our email contact is info@theneelandcenter.org.
Awesome.
For the Elevation Review, the same thing applies. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And we also have a submission portal, which is theelevationreview.submittable.com.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Thomas. We really enjoyed learning more about your organization, and we look forward to working with your organization on mutual sharing of poetry, sharing of projects. I think we'll have a long and healthy relationship with our two organizations. Yay! Yep.
Thank you so much.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.